Hey folks, here OS Reviews. You're watching our video review of the Insignia 8-inch Windows 8.1 tablet. Believe it or not, this little tablet here retails for just $99. It's extremely inexpensive and a special for Best Buy customers. I have to say that for just $99, it delivers in terms of performance, both in productivity, entertainment, and build quality. We'll discuss all of those elements in this review. Taking a first look at the hardware, we have a IPS display on the front that offers extremely good viewing angles, and there's also access to a Windows key on the bottom that takes you between the Metro UI and the standard Windows 8.1 home screen. The top features access to a front-facing camera for Skype calls, for selfies. There's also a proximity sensor that automatically dims the screen, and also an LED indicator for when you're charging the device. Speaking of, the device uses a micro USB connector on the very top to charge it, and it takes about 2 hours to complete to charge, and battery life is about 3 hours, so not the best battery life out there, but it does the job for watching a few videos on a train or on a plane ride or anything like that. There's a power on and off switch and also a micro HDMI port for connecting to larger screens. There's also a micro SD card for expanding the memory. Now this thing only has 16 gigabytes of built-in flash storage, so not a lot of storage in terms of hard drive memory. But thankfully, it also comes with a 16GB card for free in the box, but you can also expand on that if you want to install more apps and want to do more file transfers and so on and so forth. There's also a 3.5mm headphone jack for listening to music. Now, the right-hand side of the device features a volume rocker. It's tactile, risen above the surface. There's also a rotation lock switch, and on the back, we have a all-aluminum finish, which feels very nicely put together, and it feels quite premium in the hand. And it also features a 2-megapixel fixed-focus camera. It's not the best camera out there, but it does the trick for emergency situations. And there's also stereo speakers on the back, which offers ample sound for playing back YouTube videos and also streaming video, so quite loud and pretty impressive for the money. Now, taking a look at the actual performance of the device, I was actually quite surprised at the performance of this thing, considering, again, it's only $99. But underneath the hood, we have a Bay Trail processor that's a quad-core chipset. It's a new architecture that's a lot faster than the older Intel Atom processors out there. And in addition, it has, again, 1 GB of RAM, a bit low, but it didn't seem to hinder the device in terms of performance. There's Bluetooth, there's Wi-Fi, so all the essential wireless options are covered. Again, the viewing angle on this thing is very, very strong, thanks to the IPS screen. It remains pretty much viewable even outdoors as well, so this is a great tablet to take with you when you're traveling, and that 8-inch form factor certainly helps. The bezels on the device are also pretty slim and small, so it remains small, lightweight, and portable, which is nice. And it feels, again, well-crafted and well put together. And you can see how there is an accelerometer, so it's going to occasionally want to flip and rotate, depending on if you have the feature turned on or turned off. So taking a look now at how the device actually operates, we have the Metro UI right here, which has access to the mobile applications like Bing Maps, Bing Reading, there's restaurants, they have the Microsoft Store over here, news, and also weather, and some other applications on here. Skype is pre-installed, and so is OneDrive, OneNote, and also Stocks, but everything else basically is a clean install of Windows 8.1, so it's pretty nice that we don't have any bloatware on here, so it's very clean, very elegant, and it doesn't hinder the performance at all. You can see here on the Microsoft Store, you have access to all the apps, all the different productivity programs, the movies, Hulu Plus, Netflix, all of those things work just fine on this device, and it actually does a pretty good job in terms of performing with those. So if we wanted to take a quick look now at how device runs in the legacy mode, it does a pretty good job as well. If we open up the Chrome browser, you can see that it's pretty responsive and pretty fast. I found myself easily sliding between different programs and applications. Multitouch works just fine. It's smooth, it's lucid, and it's responsive. So I wanted to go into perhaps YouTube. We can show you how YouTube programs load. So the keyboard here is the native Windows 8.1 keyboard. It's actually quite nice and optimized for this particular product. Whenever you tap on a field box, it automatically prompts the keyboard to come up, and you can take it to go down, and it's responsive and supports multi-touch. So over here, if we wanted to search for OS reviews, you can see that it's a pretty powerful web browser because, again, it's Windows. It supports all the apps, all the flash elements on the sides, and it runs actually a lot better than a budget Android tablet can ever run in that department. So I wanted to play a quick video on the side here. You can see that it plays very well. I can zoom in if I wanted to, or I can tap for full screen mode, and you can see that it actually does a pretty good job in terms of playing back video. Again, very, very impressive in terms of the quality, and frame rates are nice and smooth. I can also scrub as well, so I can tap to another part of the video. and it's almost instantaneous, and that depends on the Wi-Fi connection, but in general, we found the Wi-Fi range to be very, very adequate. So we wanted to leave this. We can also check out a more complex site like the New York Times, and let's take a look at how that loads up. Tap on this. Again, New York Times is a very complex page with a lot of elements like videos, advertisements, flash content. It tends to load quite slowly on mobile devices, and you can see here that on this full version of Windows, it runs very, very elegantly, very smoothly, and with very little hiccup. You can also interact with all this content on the page directly. You can zoom in and out, it automatically reflows the text. So in terms of web browsing, it certainly is very, very impressive. Multitasking, on the other hand, is pretty good, but not if you want to use very heavy applications. So, for example, I wanted to open up that weather application. I can put it to the side here, and now I have two programs running at the same time. We found that for general usage, I could stream a YouTube video on the side and still run a program on the left, and vice versa, it works pretty well. Now, multitasking only becomes an issue if you have perhaps a game playing in the background in addition to streaming video. Then the device will hiccup and get really slow on you. And the same thing can be said about playing graphically intensive games. It's not the best tablet if you want to have a gaming tablet, for example. But for basic mobile apps, it works just fine. Just don't expect outstanding performance from this device. Again, it's very cheap, very low cost, and inexpensive. So fairly impressive for what you're getting for the money. And some other things that we can take a look at would include the camera. Again, the camera is nothing to write home about, but it still works okay for low light situations. This is the front-facing webcam, and you can see you have a lot of different editing tools that you can select from. I can also multitask while I'm using the built-in webcam if I wanted to do that. And let's say we wanted to change take a picture. It takes very little time to snap a shot. I can also record video at HD 1080p resolution, and I can view it by going left and right, and zoom in into my images as well. So, okay camera, not fantastic. There's an LED light that will illuminate white when you are using the camera, and you want to access those features. The device also comes with a one-year subscription service to Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, and also PowerPoint. So if you do want to access those features, there is a one-year service that's built onto here, which is a $70 value on its own. So a great bargain for those purposes. Some other applications installed on here, again, basically limited to maps, navigation. There's no GPS on here, so no turn-by-turn navigational directions, but it can allow me to see my direction or my location just because I currently have access to Wi-Fi, so it can track where you are. Otherwise, again, pretty responsive, it does a pretty good job of running those applications, I think. Now, there are a few downsides to this particular tablet. Again, one of them is the low memory, so if you wanted to install a lot of different programs and apps, it's not going to be the device for you just because it doesn't have, you know, the largest amount of memory and storage. It can run Windows Microsoft Office, it can run you know, basic programs pretty well, and you can see you have access to all your gestures and everything like that, but again, it's not the most powerful machine in the world, but basic options and basic user experience runs extremely well. Again, it has a 32-bit version of the operating system. It supports 10 fingers in terms of multi-touch, so very impressive in that department. The screen isn't an issue either. Now, the only other issue that I found with this particular tablet would be the fact that the headphone port is kind of poor quality. If you plug in a pair of headphones, there is quite a bit of static and sound in the background. So if you want to use this tablet for listening to music in private, you have to either use the Bluetooth feature or you have to just use the loudspeakers, because the built-in headphone port is the weakest aspect of this tablet. Otherwise, pretty respectable performance, and for the money, you can't really go wrong. And so overall, I was surprisingly, you know, decently surprised by this tablet in terms of performance and how fast it ran for the money that you were, you know, purchasing this tablet with. It surprisingly does a good job for both productivity and also for entertainment, for watching videos, browsing the web, checking your emails. And if you think that Windows is too small on an 8-inch screen, I found myself, you know, to be thinking, oh, this is going to be really tiny, but it actually worked just fine. And I could actually press on all the icons without much struggling at all. So it still works very well, and it flows very well as well throughout the operating system. So a good experience overall. You can check out our full written review on our website. This has been our video review here at OS Reviews of the Insignia 8-inch Windows 8.1 tablet that is an exclusive this season at Best Buy.